Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this hour of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring the men of Motown from the 1960s. This half hour will feature Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, and The Miracles. The second half hour will feature the Four Tops, The Temptations, and Junior Walker and the All-Stars. The men of Motown from the 1960s, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown, your requests at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Like a long, lonely stream, I keep running towards a dream, moving on, moving on. Like a branch on a tree, I keep reaching to be free, moving on, moving on.
And you're feeling sad, I want you to always remember, yes, there's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, where my poor restless heart's gotta run. I know there's a place in the sun.
Well, that was A Place in the Sun. That was Stevie Wonder, number 9 from 1966. And before that, I Was Made to Love Her, our number 2 tune from 1967. And we started off with Uptight, Everything's Alright, number 3 from 1966. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this hour, we're featuring the men of Motown from the 1960s. Well, that first song we heard, Uptight, was Stevie's very first song that he received writing credit on. And it was inspired by the Rolling Stones' hit Satisfaction. And it was driven home by drummer Benny Benjamin with relentless invention. Well, that song opened up the floodgates to Stevie's prolific career. By 1970, he was making creative leaps with every new record. But let's stay in the 1960s now. And coming up, another great 1960s artist, Marvin Gaye. Here is his number one hit, I Heard Through the Grapevine. Right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Chosen hands to make me blue with some other guy.
the great Motown songs. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Work all day,
baby.
And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring you my pay,
baby.
But if I ever caught you running around, blowing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I'd be long gone. Then I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'd be long gone if you ain't a pretty thing,
baby.
And I'd be long gone if you ain't warm as a breath of spring, huh,
baby.
And if we live to be 100 years old, if you ever let that spring turn cold, then I wouldn't be doggone.
Hey, hey,
hey, I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Oh, I wouldn't be doggone. Baby, I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you hear me? Well, now what I say, oh, believe me. Well, every woman should try to be whatever her man wants her to be. And I don't want much, all I want from you is for you to be true to me. I'll be doggone if love ain't a man's best friend, oh baby. And I'll be doggone if you ain't the loving end,
baby.
Feel like nobody could. If I ever found out that you're no good, then I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Well, I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
I'd be long
gone. I wouldn't be doggone.
I listen, everybody, especially for you. The one you love is never home. I love too hard, and my friends sometimes say, but I believe that a woman should be loved that way. But it hurts me so inside to see her treat me so unkind. Somebody, someway, tell her it's unfair. Can I get up with? Now you check who I be. I bet this ain't the way love's supposed to be. Let me hear you. Let me hear you say, yeah.
come on business.
Well, that was Can I Get a Witness by Marvin Gaye. That reached number 22 from 1963. And before that, I'll Be Doggone, Marvin's hit in 1965 that reached number 8. And we started out with I Heard Through the Grapevine, number 1 from 1968. Well, Marvin Gaye is perhaps the most intriguing superstar produced by the Motown staple, a huge talent formed by conflict and compromise. In his artistic heart of hearts, Marvin longed to be a troubadour, the next Nat King Cole, or Frank Sinatra, or Perry Como. He wanted to sing standards by Rodger and Hammerstein and other artists such as Brent and Wilde. He even told confidant and biographer David Ritz at one point, "I never wanted to shake my ass. I wanted to sit on a stool and sing soft love songs." Well, of course, his career took a dramatic turn in the 1970s with a very political bent. But let's continue now with the men of Motown. Here is Shop Around by the Miracles, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, "Son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride." And then she said, "Just because you become a young man, there's still some things that you don't understand. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long.
Go from miles around them. They come from everywhere, and
'cause everybody's
going to a ball.
Oh, come on now,
come to a ball.
Yeah, people, come on now.
That was Mickey's Monkey by The Miracles. That reached number 11 from 1966. And before that, Going to a Go-Go, number 17 from 62. And we started off with Shop Around, number 2 from 1960. Well, of course, the Miracles were fronted by Smokey Robinson, and no other performer is as synonymous with Motown as Smokey. It was Smokey who urged his friend Berry Gordy Jr. to form the Motown label during the late 1950s. It was Robinson who gave the company its first million-seller hit with that song, Shop Around, and the Motown label its first number one hit with My Guy, which he wrote in 1964 by Mary Wells. Well, coming up during the next half hour, we continue with the Men of Motown from the 1960s. We'll hear from the Four Tops, the Temptations, and Junior Walker and the All-Stars. You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Stay tuned for some more great Motown memories in just a moment.